The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mariah.
Welcome to The Spotlight. My name is Irene Lasu, and today on The Spotlight, we are profiling Kwajin Luol, a doctor for that matter. Yes, he's a national staff and he is a volunteer with the UN here. And just to tell you a little bit more about Dr. Kwajin, well, he has an excellent communication, negotiation, writing, reporting, investigative and analytical skills and ability to write clearly. And he adapts to changing situations and works in multicultural environment. Well, Dr. Kwajin is currently working with the United Nations mission in South Sudan as a political affairs officer in a category of national UN volunteer specialist, and worked for the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Affairs as a legal counsel who advises all levels of government in the Republic of South Sudan and represents them in public prosecutions, litigations and adjudications, and protects public and private rights. Well, he also worked with the African Union and University of Hamburg as a researcher, when UNDP as a national consultant, and the NATH Institute, a founder and chairperson of the board of directors who supervises and or is an overall manager. Well, Dr. Kwajin, thank you so much for making out time and welcome to The Spotlight.
Thank you very much for hosting me today.
Right. And on The Spotlight, well, we just want to profile your work as volunteers, and we usually do this, and on the show we will give you a privilege to share with us your memorable moments as a volunteer, and also not forgetting, of course, everybody has preferences, and today we'll be looking at your favorite music. I hope you don't mind sharing with me what you like listening to in your leisure time. Right, so we'll start with your work as a volunteer. When was the first time you entered into volunteerism? Is this your first job as a volunteer?
Well, thank you for the question. This one has not been the first volunteerism that I had ever worked with. First, I started to be volunteer since I was in the university. The time I was doing my first degree, LLB, in the university in Ethiopia, or my university. So I was a membership. I had been a member of anti-corruption club, and I volunteer as a Red Cross club member for since 2004 after 2008 when I graduated. And then I also volunteer with our area district quarter council. I was a deputy secretary of the quarter council in Mijiki in Juba here. So this one was about helping community share ideas, how they manage the Mijiki area, until I left for further study to Germany in 2012.
Right. And did it end there? You didn't take on volunteerism in Germany?
Well, in Germany, I had so many volunteers, activities, and among them, I was among people who advocate for peace in South Sudan. And I volunteer also by helping young refugees to cope up with the living condition in Germany or Europe, whereby I attend some trainings I went to Strasbourg, France, to do a training on youth and European youth cooperation with the refugee.
Hmm.
So this one was one of the activities I did, and on South Sudan.
Right,
on South Sudan I did a lot.
Wow, that's very impeccable.
Yeah.
So from 2004, you recall when your first volunteerism started. Has it been easy since then until now?
Well, it has been, to me, it has been very easy and a good thing someone has to do.
Okay.
And that one led me also to have interest in participating in communities, work. I even forgot to mention about some association, some communities leadership that I also occupied on base of volunteerism. And one of them was Akubu Youth Association. I was among the founders and had the chance to be the deputy chairperson until we dissolved it after 2 years.
Yeah.
And we elected a new team.
Uh-huh.
And that was through my initiative,
right,
because I want to transfer the power to the people.
To shuffle power around.
Yeah.
Right. And is it still standing, the Akubu Youth Association?
Yes, it is still there.
Okay.
It is standing now. It's
thanks to you, the pioneers who laid the foundation. Okay, so with all these experiences, you have been in South Sudan, you have moved places. What survival skills have you acquired over the years?
So the skill that I have acquired is actually very broad. I would say I acquired diversity skill, where I'm able to live and work with different people of different background, different careers. And I not only to mention that, I acquire a skill and strength which are not limited to being creative expert, being seen as a scientific researcher, being seen by colleagues as somebody flexible and a team player.
Right.
So among other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
I see growth there.
Yeah.
Yes, Doctor, this is a time for you to share your first song with us. What is your favorite song?
My favorite song.
Which is number one,
number one, I should say. Dynamic.
Dynamic. What song in particular?
That's a Yalde Mindu Papa.
Okay.
Or Mindu Mama.
Yalde it is. Well, we'll be right back.
These are the South Sudan voices brought to you by Ruka Music.
Oh, na na na. Abuma, abuma, yeah. Mashaki getir fi dunia de anagi kore selile rabuna aula tena kolumendu baba
wabana tena waduru mama
abuto mon mutu jalo mon figaba
figaba
kulio umon kikore le
le
asan kakali abuto mon girita wo kyalde satu mind to mama wele papa kyalde
bada toru sambala
panate
maendu sabi
bialde
bada toru sambala
banade
maendu sabi
aulade raba bigata kian
banade kulu talakasila
owo kede ni na deresu yatanina makili matarabuna
ashan yalde zatumenu baba
wele mama mangangali takes a village to raise a child kanita ainu ialal bilanga sambale wedi advice nasbishaja for the le ialgali it's the rise we yalde Monderu salam
Abuto mon mutu jado mon figaba
Kulu yo mon gikorele
Mika wijen, mika wijen Mide temurantog, mide kinkoyoben
Yalde, badatoru sambala
Banade,
maendu sabi
Yalde
Banade,
yeah.
Yale, yale, I know that to woman men who acted up. Abuza to men acted up. Mamma, the mamma, mamma, the mamma. Last girl and the kiddo, the talin, the bed. Leano, talin, be bad. Oh, come on, Kalena, the kiddo, leya. I'll see you, belong up.
Ana asuma, junubin my ibu badun. Ana asuma, junubin bika tunu badun. Yeah, yeah. Muhaba beka, ana bibi uminwen. Ya kwani,
oh yeah. Muhaba beka,
ana bibi uminwen.
Yale, yale, yale. Yale, derulo mutafi. Yale, derulo mutsesva. Yale, derulo madaris.
Mama, Baba, ya kami ngimu, kami takolda.
Musulia, musulia, ay ay ay. Hiyalde maligo musulia, tabele chomande.
Serious thing.
Hiyalde maligo musabala, lakida fikida mtawa.
Delika you need delika tension. Delika you need meditation. No for them want cooperation. That's what we need in our nation. Just want to the world of peace. Everyone work together for peace. We need to live together with peace. Rastaman speak to the world about peace.
Yalde satu mindu baba.
Wele mama.
Yalde satu mindu mama.
Wele baba.
Abuto mon mutu jada mon fika ba.
Voices of South Sudan, brought to you by Ruka Music.
Oh yes, welcome back. Beautiful sounds of dynamic there. You're listening to the Spotlight. This is where we profile Spotlight, United Nations volunteers on the Spotlight. And today our Spotlighter is Dr. Kwajin Lual, who has taken us through when he started volunteering, and he goes way back to 2004 before he went for further studies in Germany. And he did not just leave it at that. Even in Germany, he continued volunteering and catching up with South Sudanese refugees there and how they can cope up. So yes, the journey has been, using his words, has been easy, mostly because it is what he likes to do, and he has adopted so many skills while he was at the job. Yes, Dr. Lual, what attracted you to becoming a volunteer, most especially a UN volunteer here?
Thank you very much for the question. I had actually reserved to mention one of the volunteerism that I took in Germany. I applied and actually was taken as a local volunteer, UN local volunteer in Bonn.
Okay.
That one was one of the basic volunteerism that motivated me to be
right. So it didn't start with UNMISS.
Yeah,
it started in Germany.
Yeah.
Okay. So what specifically attracted you?
What attracted me is I would really say the first thing is to change environment. To work in an area where you are able to create new thing or come up with a new idea.
Right.
In addition to that, as somebody who is a specialist, who is expert, someone with international background, with international knowledge, always would aspire to work for something bigger, international thing.
Right.
So to me, throughout my career, I consider UN as the best international institution that I supposed to work for.
Right, and here you are. Congratulations.
So thank you very much. On that base, I have about three motivation. One of which is autonomy. Autonomy, which I will refer like my urge or our desire to direct our thought, our leap. I would probably think to do something interesting in the world.
Right.
The second one is mastery of subject matter. This subject of volunteerism, as the title I have today, that political affairs.
Right.
On South Sudan.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
So this actually fall and entirely on my experience.
Okay.
My skill, my education, like my Master of Public Policy and Good Governance in public economic, public law and politics. So, and my work, as I have been working in South Sudan since 2008 up to now.
Okay.
As a legal counsel. I have actually experienced and have known all what I supposed to do as a political affairs officer.
Right. So you're in the right place, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the last one, the third, is a purpose. So I have a purpose to work as a volunteer in this position, that I can make difference.
Right.
Yeah.
And you are making it the difference, and you still continue
hopefully
to serve your community or the people of South Sudan. So tell me about one of your memorable moments as a UN volunteer.
Sorry?
Memorable. A time where you say, wow, I can never forget that moment while I was volunteering.
So as I just started on 1st June 2023, I actually would have something to remember right from the beginning, maybe in the future.
Okay. So you've just joined 2 weeks, yeah?
I just joined 2 weeks.
Oh, my. You're very welcome to the mission.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, yes, what is your next song?
So my next song is MT7.
MT7. Which song is that? Do you remember the lines?
The line.
How does it go?
Yeah, it goes like 11 years, Juba is still.
Listen, Nyalama. Okay, MT7 it is. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Idasir sana wajuba lisa nyalama Shawari del nyongoro Aine bia umo sulbe kakarba Umoe lisa wangulube tiri la hola Contract wadile nasta bara Uruste kulu kese mufijeba Corruption biga safi kulu sekta Sala kenisa tala business center Aino abuna biga bidoro be bouncer Leader of ice body can see For the future con this country
Biga safi bele, bele mazeta bedirde. Iya biga tala sikama, bele mazeta bedirde. Waya biga safi bele di, bele mazeta bedirde. Iya biga tala sikama, bele mazeta bedirde.
Biwaja,
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 biwaja shedi.
Umata ina fi beto bi asadu ya wele itafana kebi putama Baghdad abino be maradugu telephone jana bansu min school headmaster gali fisto lisa madafao ya beledi yeah itabiga nuketi mami boom fuck fata ina taki ihala tabani baba diktor yon itabiga nuketi baba Fata ina taki, ya la tabania Corruption biga safi kulu sekta Sala kenisa tala business center Abuna biga bidoro be bouncer Leaders of eyes but they can see For the future con this country
Aya biga safi bele, bele mazeta bedirde Iya biga tala sikama, bele mazeta bedirde Waya biga safi bele di, bele mazeta bedirde Iya biga tala sikama, bele mazeta bedirde
Biwaja,
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 biwaja shedi
Welcome back, Ya Beledi by MT7. Yes, you're listening to the Spotlight program. This is a program where we profile UN volunteers right here. And today we have the privilege to profile Dr. Kwajin Lual, who is currently working with the United Nations Mission in South Sudan as a political affairs officer in a category of the National UN Volunteers Specialist. And he has worked for the Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Affairs as a legal counsel who advises all levels of the government in the Republic of South Sudan and represents them in public prosecution, litigations and adjudication, and protect public and the private rights. Well, he's a He just joined us on the 1st of June, and it's his second week here. That's a good thing. And yes, well, we're looking at things that motivated you. Has your family been so pivotal in supporting your career?
Actually, family.
Family can be your wife, can be, I mean, your children, or family can be your parents.
I would actually give them a great thanks. Because throughout my journey, they have been by my side. And starting with my brother, my elder brother, Dor Lual Wichtwar. So whenever I face problem, you were there with me. The time I was doing my undergraduate in Ethiopia, at my university. And after I came to South Sudan, and by then I actually married my first wife. And she has been all along with me until I went to Germany. I said, oh, let me not forget my family. I took them to Germany.
Okay. They lived with you?
Because when they live around me, I'm happy.
Okay.
And I like to see my kid shout him, although they disturb much.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
But they're very sweet.
So I took them to Germany in 2013. Until now, this madam and the kid.
Oh, you left them in Germany?
Yes. Oh. With our five kids, they are in Germany.
Okay.
So in 2019, I married my second wife. She's here with me. I said, Nyowet is holding IT management degree. So she's uneducated, and she always advises me now here that I would say if I do better or wrong, she's with me. So my family, both parents and my immediate family, wife and children, have actually played a lot of role in my success.
That's a good thing.
Right.
So what would you have been if you hadn't become who you are, the lawyer, the political affairs person? What do you think you would have become if you didn't decide to take the trajectory, to take the path that you decided to take?
Well,
or you feel you're in the right place?
Actually, I'm in the right place.
Okay, you have no regrets at all.
But never. But I...
If given a second chance, what would you
say? For instance, when I was filling the form going to the university, the public university in Ethiopia, you have to fill 1, 2, 3.
Of your choice.
So this my second choice was where I'm...
Where I'm speaking now. What was your first choice then?
It was that I wish to be a journalist.
Okay,
because
so
I want to talk to different people.
But the journalist was the first priority.
It was the second priority.
Second?
Yes.
Okay. Right, so that means if you weren't what you are today...
If I didn't get law, then
you
I would
have
be a journalist,
been a journalist
now. I would be in your place.
Well, it would be working together. It would be really nice to work together. So, well, yes.
And my motivation was that I would see the whole world.
Oh.
I go where there is problem. I fly to there and there.
You'd be a correspondent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think you're still doing more or less the same thing. You're still engaged with different people, right?
Right.
Okay, Doctor, it's time for you to share with us your other song. Yeah. What is that song?
So the other song is John Bagel.
Which song is that?
That is saying Salam Jah.
Okay, John Bagel it is.
I need the peace in Juba to continue.
Right.
So people are in peace and development is coming.
Indeed. We'll be right back.
Salfakir Mada Salam. Yalude salam wonin biga tamam biga murta motoron angel salam ya salam ya biunume betalao betalao becheje betalao
talao abuba salamnya salamnya matakore salamnya mama salamnya salam take ful fakir salam take salam take yang majar salam take salam take manika salam take salam take tabandenga salam take dol fakir mada salam ya rutu salam onin biga tamam biga murda motorona ngil salam ya salam ya iyunume betalao betalao bejejen betalao betalao abuba salam ya salam ya matakore salam ya mama salam ya salam take pane konga salam take salam take jadala salam take salam take akujino bulung salam take salam take Emmanuel Adi salam take salam takun tumkulu salam takun salam takun intumkulu salam takun salam takun etere kulum salam takun salam takun salam takun dol fakir mada salam ya lutu salam onin biga tamam biga murda otorona ngil salam ya salam ya iyunume betalao betalao bejejen betalao betalao abuba salam ya salam ya matakore salam ya mama salam ya salam take kwal menyang salam take salam take kwal menyang salam take salam take ajang mamur salam take salam take ajang mamur salam take dol fakir mada salam ya lutu salam onin biga tamam biga murta motorona ngil salam ya salam ya iyunume betalao betalao bejejen betalao betalao abuba salam ya salam ya.
Oh yes, welcome back. John Bagara there telling you the peace has come. And of course, this is what we all look forward to, for complete peace to be in the country in its totality so that we can see development in the country. You're listening to the Spotlight program. My name is Irene Lasso. We are about to wrap up the program. And Dr. Kwajin, well, I would like to know, you seem to be a very busy person, but what do you do in your leisure time?
Thank you very much, Silwa, for the question. In my leisure time, I have so many things. First, I'm a researcher. I would have time to write article, books, and up to this point I already have written three published books.
Okay.
And they are internationally available online.
Wow.
You can buy and read a very big book that I have written.
Big volumes.
In the last
most of us fear volumes.
Yes.
Right, so you do that for fun?
Not for fun. But because I want to do something,
right?
I don't want just to take my time doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like being idle,
mm-hmm.
because I'm thinking, I'm very strategic thinker.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to put some, your creativity to waste, so you put it in the right place.
Correct. As the itch, uh-huh. I'm not waiting.
That's right. I mean, time is of the essence.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you have just been recruited What are you looking forward to?
So, I'm looking forward to contribute, just adding my professionalism,
mm-hmm.
my competence to the strength or the power that already you people who are already with the UNMISS mm-hmm. or the UN
mm-hmm.
putting into the UN, so UN can be a very strong organization
mm.
that achieve its objective.
That's right.
So I wish to inspire other people so they build confidence and interest in the UN.
That's right.
This is what I
All right. I Thank you so much and yeah. welcome to the UN.
Thank you. Thank
All you. Right. As we conclude, thank you so much for sharing your story with us and for being so elaborative on how your life turned out and the journey that you embarked on as a UN volunteer. As we wrap up, what is your final song?
Well, thank you. And I would say my final song is an international song.
Hmm.
Song written by Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is saying better days.
Okay, better days.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
These are my better days being in the UN.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Better days it is. We'll be right back.
Ooh, child,
this song right here.
Things are gonna get easier.
Goes out to all my young sisters that's caught in the struggle.
Ooh, child,
of being a young mother.
Brighter.
I got love for you. Keep it here.
Sunshine, give up. Be better than.
Yeah.
When are we
Private Rice. It has been interesting to learn about his journey, where he started from here. He went to Germany. From there, he went for training in France. And, well, he has been impacting lives. And he's actually happy to join the UN. And we are also happy for them. Well, we have come to the end of the program. My name is Irene Lasu. Thanks to the producer of the show. Well, bye-bye for now.
The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mariah.